Brian Belag on his practice yesterday.
Just coming back a little slow from the game, so just getting some work done on his knee. We'll see what he can do today.
Did you think any of his struggles at all were knee related during the game?
Well, I'm sure it didn't help him. I mean, it's definitely had something that it kept him out of practice Saturday. So
that's the same knee. I take it that he had some work done on the practice. You have three of your five starting offensive linemen on the injury report. Is that just a week 10 way it is, or do you have any concerns just about that whole group?
I think it's week 10 in the National Football League. Everybody has something, and our guys are battling through it just like everybody else is. So I think it's just a product of where we are in the season.
Mike, when you look at the Lions, what do you believe? Because they've had a bye week, and before that there was the two guys in the front office that were dismissed. I mean, do you see them as a 1-7 team, or do you see them as an 0-0 team? What's the perception?
I see them as a talented division opponent that's coming off a bye week, and that's the way we've gone about it this week. You trust the video. You trust what they put on video. Obviously, they've had some changes. There's been a philosophy change offensively. So which way they're tilting there is something we're spending extra time on as a defense. They're coming out of the bye week, so there'll be some uncommon looks. So we're preparing for that. But this is a very talented football team and has been for quite some time, and it's a division game. These division games are the hardest games you play each and every year, and that's the facts, and that's our approach.
Mike, is there any way to anticipate what they'll do differently offensively? Do you got to go back and look at what Coach Cooter's done, maybe in Denver or some other stops? Or,
well, you look at the relationship between Jim Caldwell and the relationship of with his time in Denver, and so yeah, those are the things you look back on, and you're frankly in tune with the South Scott of your Denver game. You just knuckle down on everything just to make sure you're ready to adjust if you have to.
And Mike, after the production you got, the first 6 weeks, how would you evaluate where your pass rush is after the last 7 weeks?
My pass what?
Pass rush.
Pass rush?
Yep.
Well, I think statistically, we haven't sacked a quarterback, and we're not hitting the quarterback enough the last 2 weeks. So we look to improve in really in all areas. So it hasn't been where it was the first 6 weeks compared to the last 2 weeks. So it's something that's been brought up in a self-scout and the corrections on Monday, and we are focused on beating Detroit.
Sam, schedule, Mike, this week?
Sam, I had a good practice yesterday. We come off the field. Very encouraged, so we'll see how today's go. Today's a padded practice. I think the most information each and every week comes out of Thursday's practice, so I'm hopefully we feel as good today as we did yesterday coming off the field.
Mike, what's the best thing that Demaryius Randall has done for you so far?
The best thing? Well, I would say just the ability to play in the man situations where you feel comfortable putting him out there. He's made big plays. I think that's probably his best attribute so far. I like the way he sticks his nose in there. He tackles. So, but he's a rookie. He's young, and he's getting better with every opportunity.